Laudato Jesus Christus. Vatican and World News.
In the headlines this Friday, September 22nd, Pope Francis embarks upon his apostolic journey to Marseille. The Holy Father meets poor women in the Vatican before departing, and Archbishop Paul Richard Gallagher tells the UN that healthcare is not a luxury, but for all. In the Vatican, I'm Deborah Castellano-Lubov. Turning to our top story, Pope Francis today begins his apostolic journey to Marseille. Before heading to Rome's International Fiumicino Airport, the Holy Father had met at his residence, Casa Santa Marta, with about 20 poor women hosted by the Missionary Sisters of Charity in the Vatican-housed Casa Dono di Maria, or the Gift of Mary House. Some of the missionaries of charity from the structure were also present. The Pope's visit to the French southern port city marks his 44th apostolic journey abroad and his third in 2 months after his visit to Portugal for the World Youth Day in August and his recent apostolic journey to Mongolia earlier this month. On the papal flight to Marseille, the Holy Father greeted journalists, as he usually does, and thanked them for their work. He acknowledged that it's a short period of time, but encouraged them to tell what's happening in this city that acts as a door onto the Mediterranean. The Holy Father is in Marseille for the Mediterranean Meetings, which has been gathering bishops and young people from across the Mediterranean to reflect on migration. Earlier this week, the Holy Father had praised the upcoming visit as an opportunity to promote fraternity through these meetings, which gather representatives from the region. The Holy Father arrived in Marseille and received a very warm welcome. There was also the Prime Minister of France, Elizabeth Borne, the Nuncio Celestino Migliori, children with flowers, a very warm welcome. Today on his agenda, Pope Francis is presiding over a Marian prayer with the diocesan clergy in the Basilica of Notre Dame de la Garde, followed by a moment of reflection with religious leaders near the memorial dedicated to sailors and migrants lost at sea. On the ground in Marseille is Vatican Radio's Father Paul Samassumo, who we have the pleasure of speaking with during this apostolic journey. Hello, Father Paul. You have been in Marseille. What has the environment been? And what have you seen in terms of the welcome prepared for the Pope and the reactions of the people on the ground?
Indeed. Thank you, Deborah. As you say, Pope Francis is on a two-day apostolic visit to Marseille. And as you know, this is a city located in the southern part of France. It is characterized by multi-ethnic people. And apart from that, there are many or several religions existing side by side with a very strong Muslim presence. About the environment, what I can say is, as they sometimes say, if you want to gauge the climate of a city when you're a stranger, your best ally for information is either the policeman or the taxi driver. This is what we did as a team of Vatican News, Vatican Radio, covering the papal visit here in Marseille. We had a challenging moment at first to get a taxi because there was so much demand. Eventually, when we got one, we asked the taxi driver what he thought of Pope Francis coming to this city. He was not a Catholic, but I think his reply to us was very instructive. We all believe in one God, he said. Anyone who believes in God and works for peace in the Mediterranean, I want to listen to them. I'm interested in what they have to say. And I think perhaps that kind of sums up the environment that is here in Marseille.
And I've understood that it has been a busy week for Marseille, even logistically. Isn't that right?
Exactly. Logistically, you are right. It has been hectic here in Marseille. Pope Francis' visit is right in the middle of a Rugby World Cup 2023 that has been happening in this city. So, yes, it has been an intense week for a city, bustling with a lot of excitement, some inconveniences also. But from my point of view, I find that also exciting in some way. Your inconvenience, it happens all the time when the Pope travels. And it is good to know that when he comes to a city, everybody pays attention. That's what I see.
And what does Pope Francis have on his agenda for the rest of the day, Father Paul?
As you alluded to in your introduction, Pope Francis has arrived to a warm welcome. Already day one for Pope Francis is packed and busy. At Notre Dame de la Garde, there is a Marian prayer with the diocesan clergy of this diocese. And afterwards, there is another prayer event dedicated to sailors and migrants who have been lost at sea. When you listen to people here, it's an extraordinary impact that the Holy Father is actually having on the Mediterranean region. In fact, there is even talk of developing a theology of the Mediterranean in response to Pope Francis's thought. For me, this visit is already historical because several people have remarked the last time a pope visited this city was 5 centuries ago in 1533.
Very interesting. Thank you so much, Father Paul Samasumo, for those reflections. We look forward to speaking to you tomorrow for the latest on the ground from Pope Francis's apostolic journey to Marseille. While eyes are on the Pope's visit to Marseille, Pope Francis also sent a message today to participants in an ecumenical symposium in Hungary. The Pope urged everyone to pray and seek just peace without hesitation when we find ourselves in conflict with others. Devin Watkins has the story.
In a message sent Friday to an ecumenical symposium taking place at the Benedictine Archabbey of Pannonhalma in Hungary, Pope Francis invited everyone to work toward the goal of peace. He drew inspiration from the rule of St. Benedict and the 6th century saint's exhortations for his monks to live in peace. The Pope noted that the event comes at a time when humanity has been wounded and threatened by a world war fought piecemeal, which has damaging consequences on everyone, but especially on the poorest. He urged religious leaders and all the faithful to seek paths of peace and to pray for peace in our world. May we ourselves remain on the paths of peace, he said. Let us become messengers and servants of peace in the places where we live and work. Pope Francis recalled that Saint Benedict, the patron saint of Europe, urged his monks to seek peace and follow after it. The rule of Benedict does not contain a treatise on the theme of peace, he said, but rather can be adopted as a good and practical guide in favor of peace. The Pope added that St. Benedict wrote for his monks, but that his message extends far beyond the walls of the monastery, since it shows how human interactions can overcome dangers of disputes and disagreements with the grace of God. St. Benedict noted the Pope was well aware of the interpersonal problems among members of the community, which can grow out of differences of language, ethnicity, and culture. He enjoyed a serene and pacific vision, which was fully aware of the equal dignity and value of all human beings, said Pope Francis. In conclusion, the Pope said the saint's vision of peace was not merely utopian. Peace for Saint Benedict, he said, was oriented toward a peace which God's friendship with humanity has set out and which must be followed step by step by every community. I'm Devin Watkins.
The 78th General Assembly of the United Nations is underway in New York with a delegation from the Holy See in attendance. Archbishop Paul Richard Gallagher, the Vatican Secretary for Relations with States and International Organizations, recently addressed the Assembly's high-level meeting on universal health coverage, stressing the dangers of a consumerist approach to health care. Joseph Tulloch reports.
Health, Archbishop Paul Richard Gallagher has told the United Nations General Assembly, is not a luxury. It is for all. The Archbishop, who is the Holy See's Secretary for Relations with States and International Organizations, was speaking at the high-level meeting on universal health coverage at the 78th United Nations General Assembly. Despite progress in expanding access to quality and affordable healthcare, he continued, it remains out of the reach of far too many, particularly in developing countries. Moreover, Archbishop Gallagher noted, it is often precisely those who are not able to afford healthcare that most need it, since the effects of poverty, such as hunger and malnutrition, inadequate housing, and unsafe working conditions, increase vulnerability to disease. Thus, he said, as well as working for universal access to quality healthcare, states should remember that these efforts cannot be separated from broader development efforts, particularly social protection, education, and decent work. In his address, Archbishop Gallagher also stressed the role that faith organizations play in providing healthcare across the globe. Approximately one quarter of all healthcare facilities, he said, are Catholic, and in some places, faith-based organizations are the only healthcare providers. Another service provided by faith-based healthcare, he stressed, is its witness to the inalienable dignity of the person, with its focus on healing and accompanying each person in his or her totality. The Archbishop went on to warn against the dangers of an increasingly consumerist approach, where doctors act as mere service providers to wealthy clients, fulfilling and profiting from their individual desires. He brought his speech to a conclusion by stressing, quote, the Holy See's commitment to promoting healthcare, which answers above all to the healthcare demands of the poorest, the excluded, and those who, for economic or cultural reasons, see that their needs are not met. I'm Joseph Tullock.
As we stay with the theme of migration at the heart of the Pope's apostolic journey currently underway in Marseille, Colombian and Venezuelan bishops have met to seek paths for migration ministry. At a meeting held in the Colombian city of Cúcuta, the bishops discussed the need to protect and integrate people on the move. Sister Nina Benedicta Krapich reports.
How to best provide charity on borders? That was the focus of Colombian and Venezuelan bishops whose dioceses are near the border. They have met to discuss the church's humanitarian and spiritual assistance offered to people who are forced to migrate. They met for the Charity on the Border 2023 meeting held on 18 till 20 September in the Colombian city of Cúcuta. It was organized by Dicastery for Promotion of Integral Human Development and the Diocese of Cúcuta. Participants shared their experiences and proposals on the charitable and pastoral actions that have been undertaken to accompany and serve migrants. A number of cross-border initiatives were discussed in hopes of contributing to a more effective joint action to welcome, protect, promote, and integrate people on the move. The bishops drew several conclusions, including their ongoing commitment to offer spiritual and material assistance to migrants, refugees, and displaced people. The meeting took place ahead of the 109th World Day of Migrants and Refugees, which takes place on Sunday, 24 September 2023. In his message for this year's World Day, entitled Free to Choose Whether to Migrate or to Stay, Pope Francis called for joint efforts by individual countries and the international community to ensure that all enjoy the right not to be forced to immigrate, but to live in a peace and dignity in one's own country. I'm Sister Nina Benedicta Krapic.
Let's return to the Pope's apostolic journey to Marseille, his 44th apostolic journey abroad. Looking ahead, tomorrow morning, Saturday, the 23rd of September, the Pope's day will start at 8:45 a.m. with a private meeting with people experiencing economic hardship at the Archbishop's residence. The Pope will address the final session of the Mediterranean meetings at the Palace du Faro, where he will also meet with French President Emmanuel Macron. In the afternoon, the Pope is scheduled to preside over Holy Mass before departing from Marseille's International Airport toward Rome, where he is expected to arrive shortly before 9 p.m. The Holy Father, as usual, will have an in-flight press conference, probably brief given the short duration of the flight, but stay with us and watch our live coverage on our YouTube channel and on our website as well for all the details relating to the Holy Father's visit. That brings us to the end of this edition of Vatican and World News. For more on these and other stories, visit our web portal at www.vaticannews.va. And don't forget to catch our latest updates on our various social platforms. Many thanks go to Gabriele Di Domenico in the studio and our producer Linda Bordoni. In the Vatican, I'm Deborah Castellano-Lubov.